Interesting. So, is there anything else you wanted to share about your time in Cuba or your journey migrating to the United States that you would like to say or remember by?
Well, I was, like I say, my mother died when I was about 7 years old, and then after that, I was with an uncle for a while, and then with my aunt, and I really had no means to go to medical school like I wanted, and so I became a teacher. Mm-hmm. I was teaching in a former school for kids, and then finally I made enough to enroll in medical school like I wanted. It wasn't easy. It was very difficult for me. I had to do a lot of work. And but now I think I'm very pleased with my life. I'm pleased with decide to come to this country and not endure all the bad things that happened in Cuba after that.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy with my family. I got a great family. I can say nothing but good things about my children and my grandchildren. And I love them and they love me, and that's all that's left.
Yeah. So I guess one of the most important things is that it's not where you are, but like who you're with. So how did like your family not being able to come to the United States for a while, or people you know, how did that like impact you?
Well, I was glad that they were able to come.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. And we helped them as much as we could. I mean, mostly talking to my close family, my sister and my in-laws and all that, and we helped them as much as we could. We were in a position that we could help them, and we did. And after a while, you know, I helped my father there in Cuba. I used to send him money every month, and I helped my brother after he retired. And,
wow.
I have no regrets.
So you've really provided for a lot of people who've came to the United States, which is actually really interesting. And yeah, I mean, is there anything you regret about your decisions in life, or is there anything you wish you could change?
No.
That's amazing.
No, nothing I can change. If you grew up in and listen to the stories of those people that have stayed in Cuba, you know, they suffered, they had nothing to eat, everything was restricted, and there was no, you had to be very careful you say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know who's gonna tell the authorities about you. You can be jailed without any reason at all and stay there for a while without a benefit of a trial. No, I'm okay.
Well, that's awesome. If there's nothing else you'd like to add, I just wanted to say thank you so much for letting me interview you and letting me share your story.
Okay, no, I just want to say that it's very interesting that, I mean, you were asking all those questions. We had a beautiful country. Nature-wise, it's beautiful. And it was a very nice place to be on. And it's changed completely. Even the ethnicity has changed. The people that come from Cuba now don't look anything like the people that when I was there, and I'm glad that we made the decision, my wife and I, to stay in this country. I would say at the beginning, it was hard.
Yeah.
It was very hard, and I was almost ready to go back after being here for a couple of months. And something very interesting happened, maybe I tell you before we end.
Of course, we have all the time in the world.
I was working in the emergency room, helping to, I don't know, suture somebody's wound. And student nurse can say, that's two gentlemen, and they're all the way to talk to you. And I didn't know who they were. So I went to the hall and found those two gentlemen. They were Cubans. I didn't know them. I'd never seen them before. And they told us they were from Cuba. The, one of my wife's uncle was a doctor. I called them and told them that we were there. And they wanted to introduce themselves.
There were
very few families. There were very few Cuban families in Jersey those days. So we talked for about, and they offered their homes. And one of them said, whenever you have time, you come home for dinner. When you have time. I say, I was shipping there at 7 o'clock. What about tonight? I was hungry for Cuban food. And I went to their house. I took a bus and they live in Union City, it's close by. When they are, I make friends with them. We developed a very, very close relationship with a lot of families there who helped them from the medical point of view. And they, we went out and doing a lot of things together. And that was instrumental in me staying in this country.
Oh, wow.
Because I could not stand the meals in the hospital. And so that's we were very good friends and visited most New York and New Jersey together and for 2 years with Sage Jersey. That's it.
Yeah. Well, was there anything else? Like, was it harder for you to connect with like the native born population rather than other immigrants?
No, not really.
Okay then.
We tried to adjust it to see, my wife was very very smart, very determined, very tough. And she was a doctor too, but she did the same thing I did. And we had initially a hard time, you know, going out. It was a winter time when she was coming, working here. Going out in the winter in the ambulance and go to the Hudson River to pick patients. And it wasn't very easy, but we made it.
Yeah.
At the end, we're satisfied. I had a very nice professional career. I got a lot of patients yet call me and send me cars, and I got a beautiful family, so I can't complain.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like even though through tough times and difficult circumstances, you managed to always persevere and keep what is important to you close, and it seems like, yeah, you have had an amazing life, and yeah, I'm just want to thank you again so much for letting me interview you. I've learned so much, and I appreciate so much more now.
You can call me anytime you want
to. Okay.
Okay.
Have a nice day. Bye.